This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Signs of Justice. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the signs of justice in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the topic of justice and we see that Islam is emphasizing on justice, therefore we need to look at the signs as well. That what are the signs? When can we say that a person is observing justice? Because we have different meanings of justice. Some people in today's world, especially those are following the capitalism and the socialism, they have made their own definition of justice. And whatever is in their own favor, they call it justice. And if anything goes against them, they don't call it as justice, and they call it as something which is unfair. But we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he had made different governors and he sent them to different states, he has basically advised them and told them about the signs of someone who wants to observe justice, where he is at the place where he's ruling over the people, or he's a governor or the minister of a state, how he should. And there we see that Imam Ali has said, وَخْفِزْ لِلْرَعِيَّةِ جَنَاحَكَ, that whenever you're in front of people, you must be humble. You must be someone whose eyes are basically dropped down. And even when he lifts his eyes up, he do it with the fairness that he does not look at one person and maybe he's ignoring the other. So he does not ignore the others. So he looks at everyone equally so that no one thinks that maybe he has ignored that person, or maybe the other person is more favorable, or maybe he's more closer than him. Therefore, this is the first sign which Imam Ali has said, that if a person is at a state of governorship and he wants to observe the justice, he must look at everyone fairly so that no one thinks badly. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of justice and the signs of justice. Therefore, the first sign which we said is that whenever a person looks at others, he looks fairly so that no one feels bad. The second thing is whenever he says salam to the people, to a group, he meets everyone in the same way. In the same way, so that no one feels bad or maybe having a bad feeling about the person. And whenever he meets those people who have influence in the society, maybe there are investors, maybe there are politicians, maybe there are other people who have influence on the people, or maybe they are at this position, when he sees them in an equal way, so that the others who do not have any status or position, they don't feel bad about it. They don't feel that he's gonna give a favor to these people only, and this person's gonna ignore us, because the one who does not have any reference, maybe there is a person who is in need, he wants a help, but he does not know anyone, he does not have any reference, he does not know any person, or maybe he does not have money. So when you see them, you meet them in a good way so that they feel secure when they're seeing you. So they feel that you have warmly welcomed them when they're coming to you. You're listening to them with the attention. And this is what we need to look for, because when we are socializing with the people, and especially when we are at a place, for example, someone is a manager or maybe he's a supervisor or responsible for something, therefore, whenever he's meeting others, he should meet them in a way that no one feels bad, no one feels that he's giving a specific favor to someone else, and everyone should feel that he is equally dealing with everyone. And this is what Islam is emphasizing on, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.